Hello, I am Lindsay Lester in Dripping Springs. It is October 31st, 2018. Welcome to the fifth episode of my podcast about migration in India. In this episode, we are talking about movement within India and refugees within India. In India, most movement is from rural to urban areas. This is a very popular trend around the world, and India is picking up on it. The urbanization of the country is what causes this to happen. The movement in India is also mostly classified as movement to the west of the country, where it is more urban. Because, as I mentioned, India is going through urbanization, causing a pattern of movement from rural to urban areas. It is fairly easy to move around in India, however, once people settle with a good, stable job and life, they don't need to continue to move around. This gives people the chance to not have so much internal migration in India, but because, as I mentioned in a previous episode, there are issues with women having to move around often, and that is why most of the internal migration is women, because families and men in their jobs don't often need to move. There has been crisis in countries near India causing refugees in need of a place to go. India always welcomes refugees to stay in the country, however, it should be noted that India never signed the international convention that governs how refugees forced to flee homes should be treated. Some arguments made by people in India are that borders are extremely insecure around the areas, and any conflict can cause a large amount of refugees to have to flee, which can lead to issues with the amount of resources and ability to have so many people entering India. Countries like India are not always able to deal with sudden large spikes in population. Despite this, India is still one of the biggest refugee populations in South Asia. To conclude today's episode, I would like to address the key ideas we talked about. We talked about movement from rural to urban areas due to urbanization, and we discussed the issues of refugees coming to India. Thank you for listening to this episode. It is the last one, so I hope you had a great time and enjoyed my podcast on migration in India.